We didn't know how no, you know, Albertas and none of these modern peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ordered some of them. When I moved here, I set out 7 trees out there.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't make a dozen peaches.
Uh-huh.
They grew up pretty good trees, but the worms eat them up. And they'd fall off with the black, brown rock and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't work here.
What kinds of nuts would you have around here?
Well, we grow a lot of pecans, mm-hmm. pecans, we'll call them.
Mm-hmm.
They all over the country, because I don't have any, but, well, I've got some trees out there. My granddaddy set out before I was born, and they're about that big.
Mm-hmm.
He bought them from a guy to set them out, and he said, man, that pecan that long, sure, man, when he bought a tree. But when he went to produce them, they're just about that big. Yeah. That's total size of them.
Ah. I wonder, well, hold it, would that be a transplant or something? Or?
I don't know what it would be.
I bet.
It'd be something bred.
Yeah.
It'd come up, but...
Uh-huh.
Well, I got a patch of okra this year.
Uh-huh.
I got the seed from a neighbor down here. It was stingless okra.
Mm-hmm.
And he saved some seed and gave me some. I planted them last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I made the world okra, but it'd sting you.
Mm-hmm.
But here it wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Saved out of the same patch. Well, this year, I saved seeds last year.
Mm-hmm.
Last fall, and I planted this year.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's down there and show for itself. There'll be 10 or 15 stalks.
Uh-huh.
This high, big old pretty leaf on it.
Uh-huh.
Ain't made the first part of it. And by every 10th hill,
it'll
be about half as big as that stalk.
Mm-hmm.
And the leaf will have, I don't know, about 4 prongs run off.
Mm-hmm.
And the widest part of them prongs is not a bit wider than my finger there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it makes okra.
Uh-huh.
So that was a hybrid okra he had, see?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know it. So it went back.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's separating the pollination some way, or the breeding.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to stalk once in a while. So that must be what a pecan is.
You know, Mr. McClendon showed me okra was this long.
Yeah.
I'm serious. It
yeah.
was really that long.
Yeah, I made it be 10 parts. I don't want to talk that long.
Yeah.
Made it last year, like it.
Uh-huh.
That's where I got my seed over.
Those are big ones.
But, no, it didn't come out.
Do you grow these little red vegetables that are kind of peppery?
Yeah, horseradish. Yeah, we grow them in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
In the turnip patch. Mm-hmm. Collard patch.
Mm-hmm. How would you buy, if you went to a store to buy some cabbages, how would you buy them? You might ask for a couple of...
Give me 2 heads of cabbages.
Uh-huh.
3 heads or 1.
Mm-hmm. If you had a lot of children, sometimes would you say that you have would you ever say you have about 3 head of children?
Well... A lot of times they're referred to as brats.
Uh-huh,
you know.
Yeah.
And this boy right here, only second boy. He come home in the army. First time he come back from the Air Force, he said, there's all him, you know.
Uh-huh.
He said, now don't you know I ain't gonna have as many brats sitting around my eating table? 2 years later, he married a woman with 3. Mm-hmm. Already had 3.
Uh-huh.
And he's got 1, so he got 4 brats.
Mm.
3 heads. How many young ones you got? Well, some of them say 3 heads.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got 3 of them little brats. Something like that.
Uh-huh. You grow something around here kind of like a watermelon, but kind of big and, I guess, orange or yellow?
Well, we grow the cantaloupe and the mushroom, and then we grow cashew.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of people grow pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
You may be talking about a gourd.
Mm-hmm. What would that be?
A gourd is something nothing in the world.
Oh, gourd, yeah.
And
you can make birdhouses.
I think I hang up in Martin Pope.
Uh-huh.
Or I fixed them in.
Uh-huh.
Well, they got a neck to them, you know, and you cut a hole down here and a hole through there for a piece of hay wire to hang it up with.
Mm-hmm.
Gourd.